Welcome to the Sydney Saturday Quaddy Preview. Simon Harrison with you, and Paul Joyce joins me now. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Simon. Thanks for filling the shoes there of Andrew Bennelly as he suns himself overseas somewhere much warmer than us. It's some cold weather heading into Saturday at Rose Hill, but the good news is it's relatively fine weather predicted. A heavy track at the moment, and it probably won't get much outside of that range, but these tips are basically done for a slow seven, so that gives punters out there some idea of what I'm expecting the track to be come Saturday.
Okay, so this podcast is being recorded just before midday on Thursday. So the rail is out 8 metres, 4-hour meeting on Saturday. Now, the first leg of the quaddy pull is race five. It's over 1,200 metres, and with a field of 12, there's no early scratchings. Private Secretary has come up the $4.80 favourite, of course, scratched from last week with the heavy track.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, trying to find tracks for her that suit, just not really the right time of year. But it's an open race, as that market suggests, so we're going wide in the first leg of the quaddy. I've got six numbers at the moment, but obviously, as we tell punters every week, just check back in on Saturday morning through my Twitter feed, and if there's any scratchings, we'll adjust those numbers accordingly. At this stage, 317, 810 and 2. I'm keen on the 3 Electric Power. She's fit, she's in form. She's got Blake Shinner board off a lovely draw. She's won two of her past three starts. And on soft and heavy going, she's had 9 tries. She's finished in the money on 8 occasions, including 6 of those times she's run in the Quinella. So she's a real wet tracker. She's a mare in form at the right time of year. And I think she's the way to play this at the current price of $6. I think number one, Private Secretary, is the danger. She's the best horse in the race, and she'll probably go on to win better races than this, but she's much better on top of the ground. She just hasn't quite got the best conditions for her at the moment. And for our quaddy, other chances here. Number 7, Savaroo. She won here 2 starts ago on a soft 7, so she'll get pretty much identical conditions on Saturday. The 850 Shades of Grey, she's in terrific form, but she does need the brakes to go her way, and I can't see a stack of speed engaged at this stage. Number 10, Hard to Hold, probably one of the better value chances at $11. And you've got to put in number 2, Commanding Wit, first up off a spell. I really liked her trial. She's just one I've got to throw in. I can't leave her out either. So I've gone 317, 8, 10 and 2 in the first leg.
Travis Wolfgram to ride Private Secretary. He will claim the 2 kilos, and she'll be ridden with 58. Down to race 6. The second leg is our feature race. It's the Listed Civic Stakes over 1,350 metres. 12 to run with 3 emergencies. Nothing scratched at this point. And Dothraki has come up the $2.80 favourite.
Yeah, look, it's one worth watching here, Dothraki, because obviously he's drawn badly in barrier 13. And Peter and Paul Snowden are considering a run in the Ramorny on Wednesday at Grafton. So he may come out, but at this stage he's the dominant favourite. So just take it a little bit easy in early betting in case of that big deduction coming out on Saturday. My numbers here at this stage, 10, 1, 2, 8, 5 and 7. Again, going very wide, but I've got number 10 on top, 2 blue. Currently paying $10, which I think is really good value. Now, she's come back in terrific form this prep. She's a last start winner here at Rose Hill on a heavy 8. Where she led all the way, she'll go forward off that wide draw without too much pace drawn underneath her. So I think she'll find the front quite comfortably. Her in-form apprentice, Winona Coston, and I think she'll take plenty of catching. So I'll back her at the $10. For our quaddy, number 1, Dothraki goes in, but as I said, be aware that he may come out. Terrific win on the Gold Coast in the Group 3 Healy. Number 2, See the World, loves these conditions and saves his best for Rose Hill. His recent Randwick form, just a little bit under what he's capable of, but he'll love coming back to Rose Hill. Other chances, number 8, Houseman, maps beautifully off gate 2. The 5 going into our quaddy as well, Rugged Cross, and he's an absolute wet tracker, a real mudlark. And then we've got number 7, Diametric, who won impressively first up last prep, and I like his trial at Randwick on a heavy track coming into this. So again, we've gone very wide, 10, 1, 2, 8, 5, 7 in the second leg.
Would there be any chance the Snowdens would run Dothraki this weekend and then back him up in the Ramorny?
From what I can gather, no. From what I can gather, it'll be one or the other. And I know Peter Snowden in particular was hoping for a good draw here in the Civic Stakes to help make his mind up. Obviously, that hasn't happened. So now the Ramorny will come right back into the equation, I would suggest.
Okay, that's the Civic Stakes Race 6, Leg 3, Race 7, the tab.com.au handicap. This one's over 1,100 metres, no early scratchings, a field of 12. And Chris Lees has Brook Road, the $3.30 favourite. Blake Shin takes the ride.
Yes, that's right. And this is the leg we are taking a risk on. We're only taking 2 runners here, numbers 5 and 12. I'm a big fan of number 5, Brooke Road. She's the sort of mare I like to back. She's had 12 starts for 5 wins and 4 placings, so she rarely runs a bad race. In fact, the only time she missed the placings really were in the last campaign. She had those 2 runs. She resumed as a favourite in Group 3 Winona Girl. She didn't have any luck at all there, and then she's failed again in the birthday card before going for a spell. She's come back off a good trial with a stunning win under 58.5 kilos here at Rose Hill. She drops 2.5 kilos. She gets similar conditions. That was a soft 6 she won on first up. Blake Shin sticks with the ride. The tricky thing is probably the barrier, but when you have a look at the speed in the race, there does look good pace and pressure. So I expect Blake Shin just ease her back somewhere in the field, save her up for the last crack at them. And I think she's one of the better bets on the day. Race 7, number 5, Brooke Road. But we are throwing in number 12, Shiraz. First up for Tony McAvoy. This filly's, this gelding's first up stats. 4 tries for 3 wins. So he goes super fresh. He's got great form here at Rose Hill also, and he's come up with an ideal barrier, barrier 4. If you want to watch his trial win, good luck. He won at the Hawkesbury trial on the 22nd of June, and the track was blanketed in thick fog. You'll just see him poke through late with about 100 to go, and he put 5 lengths on them. So I think he trialled really strongly, even though I haven't actually seen it. So I'll go 5 and 12 standing out in race 7.
Race 8, the fourth leg of the Quaddie, the Celebrations Handicap over 1,500 metres. There's 14 plus 2 emergencies. Just bear in mind, they could get a run, those emergencies. There's 2 scratchings. 7 Gods in Him and 10 Scottish Border have already come out. And we have 2 favourites at the $5 quote, number 11, Marinostro, and the second emergency, 16, Eisenhower.
Yeah, great leg to close out a Quaddie, isn't it? You've got a big field with a $5 market about all of them, so great way to end it. I've gone 11, 16, 14, 6, 5, 9. So, again, going very wide in this final leg to make sure we get it. On top is number 11, Marinostro. He picks himself, really. He's had 3 runs this prep for 3 very good wins. He's come up with a gun draw for Chris Waller and Ty Angland. And on the speed map, he looks to sit 3rd or 4th with the run of the race. I think he's clearly the one to beat. Look at his wet track stats on soft and heavy going. He's had 5 starts for 4 wins in a second. So this is his time of year, and he's making the most of it. I think number 16, Eisenhower, has got to go in as the danger because they scratched him out of the other race to run in this, and that's despite drawing off the track. Horse who's been in the Quinella at 6 of his 8 career starts, he goes forward, makes his own luck, and another one that handles it soft. So they're my top 2. But for the Quaddie, we've also got number 14, Scratch Me Lucky. Now, I'll just see what he's paying because he was the value runner of the race. $35 on fixed odds. Can't believe they're betting that sort of price about him. Now, this horse last prep, he was running in races such as the Run to the Rose, the Golden Rose, the Stand Fox, the Dulcify. He's had 1 run this time back in and failed on a heavy 10. He's got a better track second up, lovely barrier, and I think he's the value runner. Also for the Quaddie, we've got 6, 5 and 9. Number 6 is Great Esteem for Peter and Paul Snowden off barrier 1. We've got number 5 off the rails who's ready to do something 3rd up. And we've also got number 9 in there, which is Grand Punto, racing very consistently for Alan Denham. 11, 16, 14, 6, 5 and 9 in the lucky last.
OK, Paul, what's the outlay and the percentage looking like?
Well, at this stage it's quite big because I'm expecting a few scratchings to come through race morning. But at this stage it's going to cost us about $45 to get just over 10%, which is a bit above our usual budget. But I am confident we'll get it. And as I said, I'll expect a few scratchings to come through so that will trim things up come Saturday morning. Just check the Twitter feed. It's at PaulJoyce1. It'll come through about 9 o'clock on Saturday morning.
And before we wrap it up, Paul, just for our listeners, anything else on the program that you're keen on?
Yeah, there is actually. I'll get started early. I was really wrapped with the trial in the first race of number 2 Banbra for Chris Waller. If you get a chance, you can jump on Racing New South Wales website and have a look at that trial. It was super impressive, closing off late, doing it under its own steam, and it's a horse I think has got a bright future, so I'll definitely have something on it to start the day. Race 1, number 2, Vanbra.
That's Vanbra in the 2-year-old. Thanks very much, Paul. Good luck with the Quaddie this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Simon, and once again, thanks a lot for your time.